In the time of the Romans, in the time of Rabbi Akiva, the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a king who was a big Baal Gaive, a big shat, a big show-off, a big rasha, a big metzias. And he wanted always to be the best, that everybody should look at him and say, he is the best and the greatest. And he showed off in everything that he did. He couldn't stand that anybody would outdo him in anything. And one time, this king decides he wants to make a party. Now, kings are always making parties. But this king, in order to make his party, he wants it to be the biggest, the best, fanciest, and schmanciest party in the whole world. So he says to his officers, I'm going to make a party, and to this party is going to come all the kings of the whole world. I want every king to come to my party, and I'm going to show them that I am the greatest king of all the kings in the whole world. So, you, he points to one of his officers, you give me a list of every king there is, and I'm going to command my scribes to write invitations to every king, and of course they better come, because if there's a king who doesn't come, it means that he's going against me. And nobody goes against me. If I invite somebody to my party, he comes. Prepare me the list. And so this officer gets all the different books that he has to look up all the different kings, and he gives a list to the Roman king. And the king says, okay, yes, invite King George and King Fred and King Harold and King Thomas the first and the second and the third and all of these different kings. And then on the bottom of the page, it has Hashem. Hashem, the king of the Jews. Now this officer had found some place about Hashem. Hashem is called a Melech, he's a king. Now this officer didn't think about it exactly, who was Hashem. He just wrote down that Hashem is the king, that the Jewish people call Hashem the king. Oh, here's a king I never heard of, Hashem. Well, invite him also. I want Hashem to come to my party. And the officer says, I don't have an address. On the other kings I have, you know, the palace on the hill, and the palace in the forest, and the palace by the ocean. I don't have an address for Hashem, the king. Well, the king of Rome says, send the invitation to Eretz Israel. That's where the Jews live. And of course, I am the king of the whole world of Eretz Israel. Since we Romans destroyed the second base of Mikdash, probably somewhere Hashem is living over there somewhere. Of course, you know, he's the king of the Jews. He's over there somewhere. Of course, he must be a little king by now because I'm the great king. Well, they try to figure out where's Hashem's address. So they said, well, we have to send this letter to Eretz Israel and invite Hashem to come to the party. And so, the Beis Din in Yerushalayim gets a letter from this great king. And it says, Hashem is invited to come to the party of the king. And the king expects to see Hashem at his party. Well, Kinalach, the Chachamim read the letter. They knew about this king, how very moody and temperamental the king was. And now they were worried. Just that Hashem should not show up, you know, I mean, Of course, you know, what do you mean? Is Hashem going to go to the party? What? They made an emergency meeting to decide what to do. Because they knew. If Hashem just doesn't come to the party, the king might explode and do terrible things to the Jewish people. They have to handle this situation carefully. And they chose Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, that he should travel to see the king and he should deal with his king. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was chosen to go to the king of Rome and he should handle this situation. And so he was very clever, he was very smart, and he goes to the palace of the king of Rome and he says to the guards, "I would like to see the king, because this is about the invitation to his very nice party, and he invited Hashem to come to the party. So please tell the king that I would like to discuss the party with him." And the king said, "Oh yes, my party, and I would like to see this Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya. Let him in." And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya comes into the king, and he says, "King, we got an invitation to your party, and we see that you're inviting Hashem." "Oh yes, of course, Hashem and all the other kings. I hope Hashem is coming. Did he say he's coming? What's he going to wear?" "Well, the problem is that Hashem is a very great king. Of course, you're a very, very great king. We're not saying you're not. But king, when you travel, do you go by yourself or do you take servants and officers?" And the king says, "Well, wherever I go, I take servants and officers and wagons and elephants and all kinds of parades with marching bands. I don't go by myself." "Well, Hashem also does not go by himself. So I just want to make sure that the party is going to be in a big enough place that, you know, Hashem can come with all of his servants and officers. I mean, after all, king, you're also going to have place for the servants and officers, because the kings are not going to come alone, right?" And the king says, "Well, I didn't think about that exactly. I was going to make it in the big hall of Rome, the big, big hall. I'm sure it's going to be very beautiful and nice." "Well, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya says to the king, "I don't know if that's going to be big enough, because the kings will bring their officers and their servants, and of course you want to give them at least a sandwich or something. So we'll have to have a bigger place. And as I said, Hashem is a very great king. So maybe we should make it in a bigger place." And the king says, "What's bigger than the big, big hall?" And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya says, "King, I have an idea. Do you have in your kingdom a beach next to the ocean?" The king says, "Of course, I have the biggest and most beautiful beach. What kind of a question is that? I'm a great king, and I have lands near the ocean, and I have a beautiful beach. Oh, that's a good idea. The beach next to the ocean is a very big, big place. That would be a perfect place for a big party." "Okay. So, the party is going to be in 6 months. The king started getting ready for the big party. And, of course, closer to the time of the party, they set up tables. And the royal kitchen was full of pots and pans, cooking food and boiling things and baking in the ovens, breads and cakes. And the band was tuning their banjos and their guitars and their fluties. And everybody's getting ready their beautiful clothes to wear. And now it's getting close to the party. And everybody's so excited. Finally, it came the day of the party. The tables were set up by the ocean on the beach. The Food was being put out. There's beautiful decorations everywhere. Kings start to arrive with their officers and, of course, their queens. And some of them bring the princesses and princes and officers and servants. And they start sitting down by the tables. And the king of Rome, who's making the party, he says, I'm very interested to meet this King Hashem. I want to see Hashem. Where is he already? It's getting late. All of a sudden, Kinalach, a wind starts to blow. You know, by the ocean, it gets windy many times. The wind starts to blow stronger and stronger, and all of a sudden, it blows so strong, first hats start to fly off, and some of the crowns, if they're a little bit flimsy, start to fly off, and napkins start to fly off, and tablecloths start to fly off, together with the soup and the salad. There's salad flying, and there's kugel and french fries flying everywhere, and chicken is flying everywhere, cooked chicken, not flying chickens. And the wind is blowing more and more until all of a sudden, all of the tables with the food get blown into the ocean. And the king starts to cry, oh, my party, it's ruined. Everything's blown into the ocean. Oh, what am I going to do? And there's nothing even left. And Hashem didn't come yet. I wanted to meet him. Well, maybe it's good Hashem didn't come, because there would be nothing left for him if he came now. Oh, what am I going to do? And the king went back to his palace and sat and cried. And he says to his servants, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make another party in another 6 months. And I'll invite the kings again. And this time, I really want to meet Hashem. Send an invitation to Eretz Israel, to Hashem, and he should come to my new party in 6 months. And the king planned again to make it by the ocean, according to the advice of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. And he asked his weathermen, and he said, King, in another 6 months, it should not be so windy. So you shouldn't have the same problem again, that your party gets ruined. And so it was. In another 6 months, the king prepared another royal party by the ocean. And this time he hopes to meet Hashem, to see Hashem coming to his party. And now the king of Rome is getting ready for the second big party. Remember what happened to the first one? It was blown away into the ocean by the wind. And so the king says, I'm not going to give up. I'll make a second party. And this time I'll be so smart. I will build walls and big, you know, dividers between the ocean and the tables. And all around, on all sides, I'll build walls, and in case there's a wind, it won't blow anything away. Even though the weatherman says that the weather report for that time of the year is not so much wind by the ocean, but just in case there will be wind, I'll be prepared. After all, I'm the king. I can make walls out in the ocean by the beach, all around the whole party, and no wind will get in. And since I'm making a second party, and I'm inviting a lot of kings and queens that were there the first time, after all, everybody's invited. Actually, the only king that did not come is Hashem. And I don't want all the kings and queens that came to the first party just to have the same kind of chicken and the same kind of kugel and fishy and soup and the same kind of dessert. So I'm going to make even a nicer party, and a fancier party, and a schmancier party, and I'm going to make it nicer and bigger, and of course I'll be ready for Hashem to come to this party. And for 6 months, Kinalach, The king is preparing the beach, making it beautiful. And over there, they're making even nicer, bigger tables and fancier tablecloths and nice chairs and building the walls all around to keep the wind out. And the royal cooks in the kitchen are cooking the delicious food, and they're preparing beautiful dishes. And the royal band is tuning their guitars and banjos and their horns and their fluties and all of their music. And the clowns are practicing all their clowny stuff, and the jugglers are juggling, and all the people are getting ready. And finally, it comes the day of the second party, and the trumpets blow, dee, 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 dee. Everybody go to the party. And the kings and queens are arriving in their fancy wagons, and everybody's dressed up so beautiful. They look at the other one, what are they wearing, and how fancy is his crown, and how schmancy is the other queen. And the king is so happy, and he's waiting for Hashem to come. All of a sudden, Kinalach, clouds are coming in, blowing in. Not such a strong wind, but big black clouds. And the king says, oh no, it looks like a big rainstorm. And he says to the weatherman, you said it's not going to be windy this time of year. Yes, king, you're right. But we forgot to tell you about rain. It's not so windy, but it's very rainy this time of year. Oh, the king got so upset at the weatherman. And the big clouds are coming, and it starts to rain, big rains. And the rain is coming down in buckets, and the rain is coming down, squirting down so strong, and it starts washing into the salad, into the fishy. The kugel is floating around, and the fishy's floating around, and the chickens are floating around, and all the food, and the plates, and the tables, everything is soaked, and everything starts getting washed into the ocean, until the whole party got washed into the ocean. And the king is so upset. Oh, my second party is ruined. It got washed away. Oh, my first party was blown into the ocean. And my second party was washed into the ocean. I didn't even get to see Hashem come yet. And the king is crying, blowing his nose. So finally, Kinalach, the king sent a letter to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Din, saying he's very upset. He made two parties, and Hashem did not come, and he wants an explanation. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya made the trip to Rome to talk to the king. And Kinalach, as I told you, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya is very clever, very smart, able to figure out smart ways to handle the Roman king. And listen to what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya said after the king cried about how Hashem did not come to his two parties. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya says, king, with all great respect to you as a great king, let me ask you a question. If you're going out on a big parade, what do you do first before you go into the street? Do you just go by yourself just like regular, or do you have your servants and officers get the way ready for you when you go? Do they prepare the way, or you just go? Oh, the king says, when I go out on a big parade, of course, it has to be made ready for me, the great king. First I have my sweeping servants. They first go and they sweep the streets to make sure the streets are clean. If the king goes out, the streets have to be clean and nice. There should be no garbage and no papers in my way. And after they clean the streets with their brooms and they pick up the garbage, it's not clean enough for me, then I have other servants that go and they wash the streets, and they wash the sidewalks, and they spray it with water to make sure that it's just, you know, spick and span and so clean and nice. And then, of course, I go out in my parade, and of course I have my trumpeters blowing their trumpets, dee 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 dee, and announcing I'm coming, and everybody comes and watches me. And then I... And Kenelach, this is what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah explained. He says, King, Hashem was there. Hashem came. Well, the king says, what do you mean? I didn't see Hashem. What do you mean Hashem came to my parties? Look, King, Hashem was right there, ready to come. He was already very excited to come to your party. The only thing is that, King, just like you, when you travel with your servants and your officers, Hashem also travels with his servants and officers. Now, King, do you take only one servant and one officer, or many? And the king says, of course, I take many, many. I'm a great king. I have many servants and many officers. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah says, King, this is exactly what happened with Hashem. By the first party, Hashem was ready and there, coming, all excited, and Hashem was so happy to meet you. He wanted to come to your party. But what happened was that Hashem lets his servants go ahead. Just like you, King, you said when you travel, your servants go ahead of you to prepare the way. Well, the servants also knew that since you're a great king, you're preparing also tables for the servants. They'll have something to eat. So Hashem said to his servants, prepare the way to me. Prepare the way for me. First go the sweeping servants. Remember, King, you said when you go, first you have servants with brooms that sweep up all the garbage and clean up the streets? Hashem had his sweeper servants go first, and they started to sweep. The thing is, Hashem is such a great king, he does not have to have brooms and shmatas to sweep, and not even vacuum cleaners. You know what Hashem has to sweep? He uses the wind. Hashem uses the wind. He told his servants, go ahead and use the wind to blow away all the little pieces of garbage. And so Hashem's wind servants brought the wind. Remember the wind by the first party? Remember that blew everything away? That wasn't just regular wind. Hashem's wind servants came, they cleared the way, and then they came to the party. They saw the tables all set up for them. So the wind servants came and sat down. And there were so many wind servants, they took up the whole party, and they finished the whole party. And Hashem said, wait a minute. What about me coming to the party? The wind servants told Hashem, everything is finished already. There wasn't enough room for you. There was only enough room for the wind servants. I guess this king doesn't have enough tables to set up for everybody. And Hashem was very disappointed. Oh, I wanted to come to the party, the king, but it was such a small party, there wasn't anything left. Only enough for the wind servants. Hashem had to go home. Oh, the king said of Rome. Oh, maybe I'm lucky Hashem didn't come. There wasn't enough for him. I would have been embarrassed. I would have been embarrassed that there's enough, not enough to serve for all the kings and the queens. What about the second party? Well, already by the second party, Hashem told the servants who cleaned the way, look, by the first party, the wind servants got to go. And the other servants didn't get a chance to go. So Hashem said, the second set of cleaning up servants, they will get to go first. Now, King, when you go in the way, you have the sweeping servants, then you have the washing servants, right? What does the king do after they sweep the streets? They wash it down. Mops and buckets of water and shmatas and Mr. Clean and Ajax and Windex and Fantastic, and they squirt and they wash. Hashem does not need mops and buckets and shmatis and hoses. You know what Hashem uses to wash up the streets? The rain. Hashem is the boss on the rain. Hashem is in charge of the rain. He doesn't have to use buckets and mops. He brings the clouds, and the clouds make everything nice and washed and clean. So Hashem told the washing servants, you get to go ahead to the second party. The clouds came. They washed down the way for Hashem. Everything is clean. Then they came to the party, and they had a nice party, but then they said, Hashem, there's nothing left for everybody else. There was only a little small party with a few tables, only for the washing servants. So Hashem had to again to turn back. He couldn't go to the second party. And the king says, oh no, you mean my party was so small that only it was enough room for the servants and not for Hashem? Oh, I don't know if I can make a big enough party for Hashem with all of his servants. What should I do? Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani says, King, maybe you shouldn't make such a big party at all to invite all of the kings and even Hashem. Oh, do you think, the king says to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani, do you think Hashem would be upset if next time I made a party, I wouldn't invite him? Do you think Hashem would be upset if I would make a smaller party and he would not be invited? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani says, no, Hashem is very busy. I don't think he'll be upset. He probably doesn't have time anyway to come to your party. And you tried twice. Hashem was very happy that you invited him twice. But next time, I don't think you have to invite him. And the king said, oh, thank you, I'm so happy. Please explain to Hashem, the next time I have a party, I don't think I'll invite him. So please tell Hashem he shouldn't be upset with me. And the king went back to his palace and did his king things. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani went back to Eretz Israel, and everything was fine for the Eden. A long time ago in France was one of the most powerful kings that ever lived in the world. His name was Napoleon. Napoleon was so powerful, he could do whatever he wanted. Nobody could stop him. And Napoleon slept at night only 2 hours a night. Let's say he went to bed 4 o'clock in the morning, he woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the rest of the time he was up. Now, kings used to sleep late. Nobody bothered them. They had guards at their doors. They could sleep however late they wanted. Nobody would wake them up. The king could do whatever he wants. Napoleon was only sleeping 2 hours a night. And nobody made him get up. He himself got himself up. And they asked him, Napoleon, you can do whatever you want. Why don't you sleep? Sleep late. Why do you have to sleep only 2 hours a night? And he answered, because when I'm asleep, I don't feel how good it is to be Napoleon. It feels good to be me. I like to be me. I love what I'm doing. I'm a king. I'm a king over my whole empire. And that feels very geschmack. That feels very good. If I'm asleep, I don't feel that good feeling. Only when I'm awake. Now, the Yidden heard this story, and whatever a Yid hears about, they're supposed to learn something about serving Hashem and about being a Yid. And they said, it's a very good thing to learn from this. What do you think feels better, to be Napoleon or to be a Yid? You think it feels better to be Napoleon? Oh, like it, okay. Now, to be Napoleon feels very good. But since Napoleon was not a tzaddik and he wasn't always doing mitzvahs, sooner or later, it's not going to feel very good to be Napoleon. Because feeling good is only when you're close to Hashem. And any other feeling will be good for a while, but later on, it's going to get rotten. Like the maror by Pesach. Okay? You know, one of the things from maror is a certain kind of a lettuce that's very sweet. Why is that maror? Maror means bitter. You know why? Because
In the beginning, it's very sweet. If you let it grow a little bit longer, it gets very bitter. And this is the way the Yetzirah works. First, it's very geschmack. Ah, this is fun. This is wonderful. But if it's a wrong thing, later on, it gets very bitter and very not good. Even though in the beginning, it's sweet. Now, to be Napoleon, yeah, it's pretty sweet. But because Napoleon is not serving Hashem and not doing Torah and mitzvahs, it's not going to be good for long. To be a Yid is much, much a better feeling. And if you're sleeping, you don't feel how good it is to be a Yid. Okay, one time there was a jail. And in the jail, the guard goes around and makes an inspection to see if the prisoners are keeping the rules. And one of the rules in the jail is that prisoners are not allowed to play with cards. No card games. Because from card games comes all kinds of not good things, especially in the jail. So this is a rule that they have to keep very strict. And the guard goes and he looks around the different jail rooms, the cells. And they had different kinds of prisoners and different kinds of rooms. And in one room was the pickpockets. You know what's a pickpocket?